You're listening to Vatican Radio.
On the first day of the Pope's apostolic voyage to Poland, Vatican Radio's Lydia O'Kane spoke with Greg Burke, the deputy director of the Holy See Press Office.
The Pope on Wednesday evening met with the Polish bishops. I wanted to ask you, first of all, it was a closed meeting. There were no media. Can you explain just firstly the reason for that?
Well, the Pope often does that with the bishops, for example, with the Italian bishops. Many other times he's done it. Basically, it's an idea, so it can be a family gathering, it can be a familiar, and it can be in confidence. You know, the Pope can speak very freely. Now, having said that, most of what the Pope says, we've heard different times. It's about being a pastor, being a father. One of the main things he talked about was being close to your people, and he just kept going back on that. You know, for example, I had to laugh because you can tell there's a lot of the parish priest in him, okay? He's a Jesuit, but you can tell there's a lot of parish priest. He talked about hearing confessions. You know, he said, if you have a light on in the confessional, people are going to come, okay? And he said, it's tiring to be a parish priest because people come with their problems. You have to be patient. But he said, hey, you know, that is what we're here for. So no, it was very uplifting. It was very uplifting. I think when the Pope's off the cuff is when he's in a way he's best too, you know, really inspiring.
This, dare I say, it's a punishing visit, and it's a visit in two parts. You have the apostolic part, which will see the Pope going to Auschwitz, to Jasnogora, and then you have, of course, the World Youth Day part.
Well, Jasnogora, obviously, the importance of the shrine and of Catholicism here in Poland, so historic. It is a two-pronged visit. You know, World Youth Day is sort of a thing in itself, but Poland is another thing with the John Paul, the legacy of John Paul. And also we have to remember Sister Faustina, you know, the legacy of mercy and divine mercy and the continuation between the two with John Paul so devoted to Faustina and instituting Divine Mercy Sunday. And then the Pope with the Year of Mercy. You know, and insisting so much also on the acts of mercy. You know, he talks about, you can read the gospel, and he keeps going back to this point, the Beatitudes, and then Matthew 25. He said, you know, we're going to be judged on that. We're going to be judged on what we do. So I think there is a continuity in terms of Poland with Divine Mercy and with John Paul II. World Youth Day, I think, is just something that gets the Pope excited. We saw him come out this evening and talk to the kids and say, now go out. Don't forget to pray for me. But he said, I now go out and do what you're going to do, you know, have a scene all night long. You know, I mean, have fun all night long is basically what he said, which I think was a joke, but they sort of liked it and took it seriously. So you can see he obviously gets very revved up with young people.
Just what you were talking about, he was at the window there at the Archbishop's residence. There was a sad note to that because he talked about this 22-year-old volunteer who had died and who wanted to come to World Youth. He took that, he really was emotional about that.
He takes these things when they're told to him, and so many people bring difficult stories to the Pope, but you can tell he really takes them to heart as he did there. And you saw it as he spoke about it, and you saw also he asked everybody to pray silently for him, and it was silent. You know, it was silent. You could tell the Pope was praying, and you could tell the others were praying, and that's impressive. You know, that's impressive. I think he must get so many of those requests, but you can tell he really does take them to heart.